Madame Gioconda emerged from the cushion, sounded the air carefully with two or three slow turns of the head, and smiled at him. "Thank you, Mangon," she said silkily, her eyes watching him thoughtfully. "You've saved me again from my assassins. They've become so cunning recently, they can even hide from you." Mangon smiled ruefully to himself at this last remark. So he had been a little too perfunctory earlier on. Madame Gioconda was keeping him up to the mark. However, she seemed genuinely grateful. "Mangon, my dear," she reflected as she remade her face in the mirror of an enormous compact, painting on magnificently green eyes like a cobra's. "What would I do without you? How can I ever repay you for looking after me?" The questions, whatever their sinister undertones, had he detected them, Mangon would have been deeply shocked, were purely rhetorical. And all their conversations, for that matter, were entirely one-sided, for Mangon was a mute. From the age of 3, when his mother had savagely punched him in the throat to stop him crying, he had been stone dumb, his vocal cords irreparably damaged. In all their endless exchanges of midnight confidences, Mangon had contributed not a single spoken word.